After discussing the Brayson Daf Ayin Dalet Amud Aleph, it tells us that sometimes Bor is mutar lechatchila, at times it's considered to be forbidden midaraisa. The five different possibilities in Amoraim, how to understand this Brayson, all seem to revolve around, in general sense, the same issue: what is considered to be derech breira as opposed to that which is derech achila. Because after all, in extreme cases, mamish when the ochel is betol chaper, b'shas leisa, even though one is removing psoles, certainly that's considered to be derech achila, and therefore that is considered to be mutar. So we started to discuss at length the shita of Rav Hamuna, who distinguishes between ochel mitoch psoles as opposed to psoles mitoch ochel. Ochel mitoch psoles, that's considered to be derech achila. If it is considered to be psoles mitoch ochel, that is considered to be derech breira, and that is forbidden midaraisa. So Tosus was immediately bothered by a sugya that we saw earlier. The Gemara in Daf Kuf Lamed Ches Samar Aleph, Mishamer Mishamay Masrinan Bey. And Rab is of the opinion that Mishamer is a tolda of Borer. Why is that true? Because isn't it exactly similar to the case of Borer? Mad Darko Shaborer, Notel Ochel Umaniach Hapzoles. And so too, this is true when it comes to the case of Mishamer as well. So Tosus here, and Tosus and Beitz and Daf Yadal is bothered by the obvious question, is that true? That the derech breira is notelis ha'ochel. Ochel mitol psolos, we just determined, is derech achila. That's what Rav Hamnuna says. And yet the Gemara writes later in Shabbos, that's not true. That is considered to be derech breira. So Tosus comments as follows, it depends. Sometimes ochel mitol psolos is considered to be derech achila. Other times ochel mitol psolos is considered to be derech breira. What are the proportions of the ochel and the psolos? If it's a normal case where it's ochel merubah lapsoles, the farmer is interested in efficiency, and therefore he will remove the miut, and therefore psoles mitoch ochel, that is considered to be derech breira. But in a case where it's psoles merubah laochel, there the derech breira is to remove the ochel as well. And therefore, Tosus comments, that's exactly what the Gemara writes in Avkuf Lamed Ches, that at times, for example, if it is an instance of psoles mitoch ochel, therefore, ochel mitoch psoles is considered to be a case of derech breira. We pointed out the difficulty. That's true, it's derech breira, but it's also derech achila. So therefore, that's a very critical case where the derech achila and derech breira are one in the same. What is the halach in such an instance? There it also seems to assume the following, that in that case, if that is derech breira, of course, that's forbidden. It's not that there's a heter of derech achila. One has to avoid the malacha of borer, therefore derech breira is forbidden, and you must avoid whatever that derech breira indeed would be. So in that particular case, if it's psolos, which is merubah laochel, if derech breira is notelus ochel, therefore that is considered to be forbidden midaraisa. The Tosus in Beitz and Daf Yadal Amud Aleph, when the Tosus raises the same question, because the Gemara Beitz as well tells us that ochel mitoch psolos is considered to be derech achila, and the Gemara tells us in Avkuf Lamed Ches that ochel mitoch psolos is derech breira, how do you resolve that difficulty? So Tosus reinterprets that sugi in Avkuf Lamed Ches. The Gemara is not referring to the act of separating the ochel and psolos. If that's true, notelus ochel, taking lochel, that's called derech breira? Certainly not. The Gemara is dealing simply, what is the purpose, the matara of the separation? You have ochel psolos that are intermingled, so what do you accomplish through the melacha of borer? The answer is that notel ochel la'atzmo, that means that you utilize the ochel, umeiniach psolos. What does it mean, maniach psolos? That you do not use, you discard the psolos. No? That's the chiddush that Tosus writes. Don't interpret that Gemara so literally in terms of the maisa breira. The Gemara just simply tells us the following. The act of borer is to separate out the ochel psoles. Notel ochel atzmo, in order to utilize, to retain the ochel, by maniach es psoles, by discarding the psoles. But the maisa breira is psoles mitoch ochel. According to that interpretation of that Gemara of Kuf Lamed Ches, so there is no Gemara that tells us that ochel mitoch psoles is derech breira. Pashup Shat, that could mean the following. It's not just a machlokis in Ukimta, but rather according to this first shita, that would mean that ochel mitoch psoles is always considered to be mutter, because that inherently is considered to be the derech achila. And even if you're dealing with taruv osa, psoles merubah laochel, where one could argue that it is also derech breira, No, the derech achila is matir. Anything which is considered to be derech achila, that is considered to be that which is forbidden. Just as we saw, for example, in Dafayin Daldam Abayz, when it comes to the heter of l'alter, Rabbi Yochanan says if it's alter, that's considered to be achila, and that is not meleches machsheves asra Torah. The Torah did not forbid derech achila, and that's the basis of the heter of l'alter. Hu hadinami, one could argue, even if it's psos mrabal ochel, and even if the farmer was interested in the most efficient manner would take ochel, nonetheless, ochel mitov psos is derech achila, and therefore that's considered to be heter gomer. So again, we pointed out machlokis rishonim, machlokis even lahalacha. Chayadim and Klal Tezayin cites the chiddush of artosis lahalacha that in an instance of psolis ruba laochel, even taking the ochel is considered to be forbidden because although it's derech achil, but it's also derech breira. And the Hachran Shulchan Aruch in Shin Yotes, as the Bir Halacha points out, there the Machaber tells us that Ochel Mitov Psalus is Mutter, does not distinguish between the proportions of the Taruvos, and therefore it's Mutter categorically, because after all, Derech Achila is not forbidden. Then we started to raise the following issue. If this indeed is true, that there's a Heter, so to speak, of Derech Achila, maybe one could argue that this could apply even to other cases as well. The heter of Abaye, right, the fifth shita that you have in the Gemara, that tells us that if it is indeed la'alter, then there is no issur daraisa regarding borer. Is that uniquely true regarding borer, or could that possibly extend it to other malachos as well? So the Rana daf lamed beis lamed aleph and daf yariv quotes the chiddush in Shuvas Harashba, and that is la'alter will work even when it comes to tochein. The malacha of tochein does not mean that which is done mamish derech achila. That which is derech achila, that is not considered to be the isra of tochein. Just as the Gemara tells us when it comes to borer, hu hadin when it comes to tochein as well. The Ran writes that the Rashba's maskana, and therefore it is mutter lefar psisei lechem l'tarnagolim, the Ran points out for that you don't have to come out to this great chiddush of la'alter. That can be justified simply based on the principle of ein tchina, achar tchina, that we'll have to discuss. However, the chiddush of Rashba that la'alter works only when it comes to borer, but even when it comes to tochin as well. And that was the kash of shilti ha'giborim and os gimel, mehechateisi. Where do you see that this is true? Maybe la'alter is only meaningful when it comes to borer. After all, using the very terminology of Abaye, if in fact the malach of borer is borer la'otzar, so therefore, anything which is la'alter by very definition is not borer la'otzar. The malacha is separating in order to store. And therefore, if it is for immediate use, of course that's considered to be mutter. However, when it comes to any other malacha, who says that la'alter nachar zman is considered to be relevant at all? This issue, in terms of derech achila and derech breira, we pointed out is relevant to understanding the case in the Gemara of Tarmusin. We pointed out that Rashi has two different girsos in the Gemara. Eglital points out both the Urim of Rashi very difficult in terms of the case of Tarmusin. Why should it be that since ilo shakile misrach, therefore kipsolas mitoch ochel dami? Why should that be? Why is it usur to remove ochel in the case of Tarmusin? Isn't that considered to be derech achila? So here as well, the Gleital in Bora and Os Yedalet points out the following chiddush, that here also the derech breira and derech achila coincide. Normally, those are very distinct. What the person sitting in his suda would do is not what the farmer would do. But in the case of Tarmusin, that's not true. If you're going to leave the ochel is going to spoil. So anyone who is dealing with Tarmusin, whether he's interested in eating it, whether he's interested in storing it, irrespective of his intent, certainly he will remove the ochel. Why? Because as the Gemara says, ilo shaklile misrach, if you don't remove it immediately, it will start to deteriorate, it will start to decay. That means that in that instance, removal of ochel is considered to be derech breira. So maybe the Gemara, if you interpret it this way, is taking the stand, no? What is the halacha then? If the derech achil and derech breira are one and the same, if you assume that that in fact is usur, you have to avoid the derech breira, And therefore, in Tarmusin, even the Derech Breiris to remove the Ochel, because if you're going to take out the Pselas and leave the Ochel where it is, the Ochel will spoil. So here you have a further case, similar to Pselas Mubal Ochel, where the Derech Achila, Derech Breira are one. If you assume that therefore is considered to be Aser, so therefore that's how you can understand the Gemara of Tarmusin. If you're going to argue that's not true, what we suggested, Rov Rishonim, against the Tosus and Ar Sugya, that even if it's Derech Breira, there's still a heter of Derech Achila, then you can't interpret the case of Tarmusin in that fashion. Good is Derech Breira, but it's also Derech Achila, and that should be Matir. That's why Rashi gives the other explanations of Tarmusin, even though, again, somewhat difficult, because simply to argue this is Derech Breira, that's not enough if it is also Derech Achila. And perhaps that's why the Rishonim are hesitant to give this simple explanation of Egleitao, that there the Derech Achila, Derech Abreira happen to coincide. This issue was very important for the following as well. Rav Hamnuna tells us the difference between Pselas mitoch Ochel and Ochel mitoch Pselas. Good? The Gemara says Abai thought that was very difficult. Why? Isn't that very reasonable? Derech Achila as opposed to Derech Breira. Right, what do you mean? So Abai says that Midei Ochel mitoch Pselas katani. Is that what the Braisa says? When the Braisa tells us that it is mutter, it's talking about case A. When the Braisa tells us it's usher, it's talking about case B. And you're telling me that that is ochel mitoch pselas, pselas mitoch ochel. This isn't found in the Braisa. Ikar chasim in a sefer. So therefore, what Abayu says, there must be a different distinction. What is that? La alter as opposed to la achar zman. Borava ochel, this is the fifth sheet in the Gemara, is la'alter. Lebo bayom is considered to be nasik kabar la'otzer, and therefore v'chayiv chattis. Good? Couldn't one write the same question according to Abaye? So good, Rav Hamnuna plugs in ochel psoles. Good? Abaye says the Braisa doesn't say anything about that, so therefore he plugs in la'alter la'achar zman. Why did Abaye feel that somehow that is more explicit in this ambiguous Braisa than Rav Hamnuna? Braisa doesn't say anything, no? Other than, at times mutter, at times aser. Bashab Shat, the Bais Chiddush is the following. See, when it comes to the other deis in the Gemara, these are okimtas. The Reish is talking about this, the Seif is talking about that. If it's an okimta, the Braisa should say that this is true, this is the case. Abai says, La'altam achar zman is not an okimta, no? La'atan achar zman is the definition of borer. That's why Abaye utilizes the term of borer lotzer. That's what borer means. No, borer, as was found in the Mishkan, was in order to store. So therefore, Abaye says, I'm not filling anything into the Braisa. No, when the Braisa tells us borer va'ochel, that's achila. Achila is lotzer. When the Braisa tells us that borer is forbidden, it's borer lotzer. That is the very essence. The etzem hagdoras hamalacha is borer lotzer, as opposed to that which is considered to be derech achila. That's what Abaye assumed, and therefore it's not that ikar chosim and asefer at all, but rather that's the difference when it comes to borer lotzer as opposed to that which is considered to be la'alter. Where do you see that the altar should in fact work? So far, borer explicitly in the Gemara, right? When it comes to tochein, right? We saw the chiddush of the Ran, the name of the Tshuva Sarashba. The altar also works. Derech achil is matir. A further possibility. The Mechaber in Shulchan Aruch in Shinchav, in Siv Dalid, discusses the following case that we'll see based on the Gemara. The Mechaber writes that mutter lischal eshkol anavim. One is allowed to go ahead and take a cluster of grapes and to squeeze it on Shabbos, extracting the liquid from the salad, as long as you do it l'sof kedei rashesh botavshin. As long as you're doing it into a container that has food in it, kedei l'saken ha'ochel. Why? Because the liquid now will simply be reabsorbed in the ochel. And therefore, that the Mechaber writes is mutter. What exactly is the Chiddush of the Mechaber? That mashke haba la'ochel is ka'ochel domi. If it starts out as ochel, right, a grape, and it ends up absorbed in a solid, even though it's true that there was a very brief window of time that it was in a liquid state, yeah, but that was so brief. No, for a couple of seconds until it was reabsorbed. And you're not using it as a liquid, but rather as a solid. So in such an instance, ochel, which is eventually ochel as well, that is considered to be mutter. The Mechaber is based on the sugya toward the end of Shabbos and of Kuf Mem Dalet Amabez, where the Gemara mentions the following chiddush, that cholev adam eiz letoch hakadeira. A person is allowed to milk a goat as long as the milk will go into a bucket of food. You'll milk into a bucket of oats, the milk is absorbed into the oats. In such a case, it is considered to be mashka habal ochel, liquid that is absorbed in ochel, and therefore ochel hu. You began with ochel, you ended with ochel, therefore that is not considered to be a form of disha. Disha, we learned, is when you extract a liquid from a solid, when its use is as liquid. If the liquid state is so temporary that immediately it is absorbed into solid, that is mashka habala ochel, that is considered to be ochel. Good? That's what the Gemara tells us. Tosus on that sugya, kuf mem dal d'mabeis, termas v'cholev, raises the following kasha of Rabbi Nutan. This is the difference. The Gemara solves the problem. Cholev adam eiz letoch hakadeira. You have to milk a cow, you have to milk a goat on Shabbos, do it into a bucket of oats, ochel into ochel, therefore there's no problem of disha whatsoever. Good? Tosus raises a fascinating question. Still, this is difficult, no? Because the milk which is extracted is ochel, in the sense of that is something that can be utilized. That's ochel. The animal on Shabbos, can an animal be used? A behemah on Shabbos, Rabbi Natam writes, is lo chazi l'shchita. That cannot be used. So therefore, the animal should have the status of solas. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Natam. You have a twofold problem. If you're going to milk the cow or milk the goat on Shabbos, number one is extracting a liquid from a solid, but number two is the ochel from solas. That's Rabbi Natan's difficulty. And therefore, Rabbi Natan writes, so therefore, how do you understand the Gemara? The Eitzah of Toch HaKedera only helps with problem A, mashke as opposed to ochel, but it's not going to solve the ochel and solas problem. That's Rabbi Natan's difficulty. So if that's true, even if you'll milk into the kedera, it is still ochel mitoch hapsoles, the cholov from the behema, and therefore it should still be osur. Rabbi Natan doesn't flinch. This kasha is a compelling kasha, and therefore what's the answer? When the Gemara in Maseches Shabbos, Kuf Mem Dal Nabeis, gives us a seitza, Hainu dafka b'yantiv. Kiddush, no? The whole eighths of the Gemara is only on yantiv. That Rabbi Natan made it very difficult. In Eretz Yisrael, for the kibbutzim and so on, milking the cows or the goats, right? On Shabbos, the Gemara gives you a clear eitzah, tocha kadeira. Rabbi Natan writes, wait a second, that eitzah only helps when it comes to yantiv. On yantiv, a behema is chazi l'shchita. Shchita is melechus al chanefesh. So a behema is ochel, the chalav is ochel. The problem is not an ochel problem. Right? There's no psolis. The only problem is mashke ochel. That problem will solve b'toch hakadeira. But on Shabbos, where there's a more fundamental problem, the behema is considered to be psolis. In such a case, that's it. Extracting ochel from psolis is forbidden. And therefore, toch hakadeira is not going to help you. So that's what Rabbi Natan assumed, the halacha. That the Toch HaKedera works when it comes to Yantiv, Toch HaKedera does not work when it comes to Shabbos, and that is considered to be Asir. The Ran, in the very first daf in the Maseches Beitzah, Aleph and Aleph, Dapi Harif, the Ran makes a fascinating distinction. Where do you find this concept? That if you have something where inherently it could be utilized, but it's designated for non-use, it doesn't have the status of ochel. The Ran writes the following. No, that's the first sugya Maseches Beitzah. Let's assume, for example, you have a tarnagolis, which is omedes legadol beitzim. I have a tarnagolis, I do not intend to slaughter it and eat it. This is too valuable. Right? I need it to lay eggs. A tarnagolus, which is omedes la'achila, is one thing. But this is a tarnagolus, which is omedes, the God obeys him. In which case, if it lays, right, an egg, so therefore that's a problem, no? The tarnagolus is not ochel, because the tarnagolus is omedes, the God obeys him. The beitza now is used for the purpose of achila. That is asur. That's the first Mishnah, beitza shenol d'miyantiv. Lo te'achel. But the Ran writes the following Yiddish. But that doesn't mean Rabbeinu Tam. When do you argue that it's possible that that can be labeled as non-ochel? That's if bechefzu, it's a tarnagolus which is omegas, the gadol beitzim. However, here, what are we talking about? Let's say a tarnagolus which is omedes la'achila. A tarnagolus, or in this case, in the Kufim Dalma Bay, is a behema which is omedes la'achila. But on Shabbos, there's an Isser Shchita. The Ran writes, it's fascinating Chiddush. If inherently the animal is omedes la'achila, but practically speaking, that cannot be done because of the Isser Malacha on Shabbos. So that's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. Mishum Isser Shabbos lo yatzesami toras ochel. Not as Rabbeinu Tam. The fact that there's an Isser Shchita doesn't transform the Chefza. The Ran uses the terminology that you find in the Gemara in Shavuos and Av Chav Beis and Beis, that Isuruhu Deravia Elihu Ka'aryeh Ba'alma. The Isser is imposed like a lion. Let's assume, for example, there's an opening in the door, but there's a lion that's standing there. No, so you're not going to be able to penetrate. You're not going to be able to leave. Not because there's no opening, but rather because Aryeh Deravia Elavei, just because there's a danger. There's a lion that's standing there. That's the Chiddush that the Ran points out. If you have a tarnagolus, which is on menes the gadol beitzim, that the Gemara says is yotzami toras ochel. However, if something is omedes la'achila, but there's an iser Shabbos, the iser gavra chilo Shabbos is insufficient to affect the cheftza, and therefore it is not called psoles simply because you cannot perform a ma'aser shchita on Shabbos. And therefore the Ran writes, that's the shiddush of the Gemara. When it comes to chole, even a behema on Shabbos is ochel, and the only disha problem is mashka haba me ochel, and that can be solved even on Shabbos by tochag deira. That's the chiddush that the Ran writes. That phrase is found in the Gemara in Shavuos, as mentioned, chabez mabez, where the Gemara says the following. If a person makes a shvua, shalo ochal, achil is always kazayis. We discussed earlier that Chiddush the Rambam, Dalad Aleph and Shavuos, and Isra of Chatzi Shir. But the shir of the shvua, or onshin, is a kazayis. So Rava raised the following question. A person makes a shvua, shalo ochal afan. He won't eat dirt. What is the shir? How much does he have to swallow, right, in order to violate that shvua? The Gemara wanted to prove this from Achalas Asuros. Just as in a vela, the shir is a kazayis, so too, in Rabbah's case, afar, the shir should be a kazayis. And that's where the Gemara uses that line. What do you mean that's not true? The Gemara says, afar is lav basachila. Afar is not edible. Mashen kein nevela, the Gemara says, basachila, but aryehu deravia ilavei. Of course, bechefts it's rayel achila. There's an iser Torah. No, but nonetheless, since it is rayel achila, the shir is a kazayis, but that does not apply to other such cases. That's the fascinating chiddush that the Ran writes. If you have a tarnagolus amenis lagad lebeitzim, yatzami toras ochel. But the iser Shabbos does not do so. That's a fascinating chiddush, no? It sounds like the Ran is arguing as follows, that an Isser Shabbos, which is only an Isser Gavra, Al-Pidin does not label the Chefza as Psoles, and therefore the only Disha problem you have to address is Mashken Ochel, that can be resolved by Betoch HaKedera and not Betoch HaKara. Right? Rabbi Yotam, in fact, disagrees. It's a fascinating issue. To what extent we argue that it's true that Isurei Torah, or at least an Isur such as Shabbos, which is an Isur Lizman, is considered to be that which is an Isur Gavra, not an Isur Chefza. Right? The Rishon discusses at length in various different contexts. I'll just mention a couple of marmakomas, and we'll see why this is very relevant for issue of La'alter. The Mishnah Nedarim tells us in Daf Yud Gimel Beis the following chiddush. When a person makes a neder, the pasuk says ish ki yidar, and the Gemara is doresh ad sheyidar bedavar hanader, ad sheyidar bedavar hanader. That's a concept of a hatfasa. I can say, for example, that this object is forbidden like this. No, I can say this loaf of bread is forbidden like hektish. If I forbid something b'torah as neder, I can say this is aser, is that is aser. That's a hatfasa. Ad sheyidar bedavar hanader. The Mishnah tells us in the Dharma Daf Yud Gimel, hatfasa works with a davar hanader, but not a davar ha'asur. I cannot say that this loaf of bread is forbidden as nevela is forbidden. I can say this loaf of bread is hariu kehektish, konam lai kikar zed kehektish, but I cannot say that this kikar is forbidden like nevela. What's wrong with that? What's wrong with a hatfasa off of a davar ha'asur? One could give a very simple explanation. The Ran gives a very fancy, the Ritva gives a very fancy explanation. Now, one could say very simply, I am creating Yisr A like I created Yisr B, so therefore you can have hatfasa off of a davar hanador, right? Because the Yisr was a man-made Yisr. This is Yisr to me as hektish. Hektish, this was created. A davar ha'asr, you didn't create the Yisr. It's the Yisr which is b'me'ilav, and Yisr ha'bami atzmo. Maybe that's what's wrong with the hatfasa. That's Poshup Shad, that Mishnah. Take a look at that Ritva. The Ritva writes a very great Chiddush. Nedarim Yigimim Lebeis, Dermascha Chulin. It writes the following Chiddush. A neder, right, this is what the Gemara tells us, and Nedarim Adav Beis, and Lebeis, is an Isr Cheftza. Yesh Mi'ile Bekonamos. There's an Isr Cheftza. So anytime you say that this should be Usr as that, that must be Nisr Cheftz as well. So Hektish is Nisr Cheftz. But Nevela, Trefa, Isurei Torah are only Isurei Gavra. Lashon HaRitva is Chazir Nevela Ein Gufan Aser Isr Cheftz Ela Shah Adam Aser Lochlan. Doesn't have any inherent property B'Cheftz. And therefore, of course, you can't have atfasa. You can't create an Isr Chefza by extending, by piggybacking off of an Isr Gavra. And that's why you can't have atfasa. But davar asur. That's the Chiddush that the Ritva writes. The Ran writes a Chiddush Nedarim, and Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph, that a neder is chal on a shvuah, but a shvuah is not chal on a neder. You know why a neder is chal on a shvuah? Because you don't say in iser chal iser. Because you're doing something, you're accomplishing something with your neder. What are you accomplishing? In iser chefza. Even though I said a shvuah, I will not eat this object, shvuah is iser gavra. But if I say konam lai kikar zeh, even if that object was already yasser through my shvuah, that's chal. Because iser chefza can be chal and iser gavra. Why is it that a shvuah is not chal on a neder? You know what the Chiddush the Ran writes? Because a neder, number one, it's chefza. Number two, there's an isur of lo yachel dvaro. I can't violate my neder. Neder has properties of an isur chefza as well as an isur gavra. When I make a shvuah, the shvuah doesn't accomplish anything. No, the shvuah is not creating a new form of isur that up until now did not exist. That's the Chiddush that the Ran writes. Can take a look, Yosef Engel, Nesman Darais, and Klal Yud. It is a lengthy discussion about whether Isurei Torah, to what extent Isurei Gavra, to what extent Isurei Chefza. Right, Yosef Engel refers you to the Rishon we've discussed in Afkuf Hamud Beis. Right, whether it's Mitzvah Bavi Avera when it comes to Shabbos and so on. Korea Meisel B'Shabbos, Yotzei De'Kriya, it's not a Mitzvah Bavi Avera. The Shabbos is considered to be such an interesting finish. Now, the Mechaber goes a step further. The Mechaber in Shinchah, in Siv Dalid, discusses the case he mentioned. Good? Squeezing out grapes, right, into ochel, it's absorbed into ochel. Mashka bal ochel is mutter. The next case in the Mechaber, what about schitas bosen? What happens if you have anavim shalon nisbash lukol tzarkan? Let's assume you have grapes that are not fully ripe. If it's not ripe, it's eino rayu l'achila as is. Are you allowed to squeeze those grapes l'toch ochel? So here, the Mechaber quotes Rabbeinu Tam by name, that is aser. If it is a ripe grape, then you can squeeze it into ochel. If it's bosar, if it is not ripe, then it does not help to squeeze it into ochel. Very good. Now that's exactly Rabbeinu Tam's chiddush. Squeezing into ochel, Rabbeinu Tam maintains, only solves the mashke ochel problem. Squeezing into ochel is not going to solve the ochel psolus problem. Good? Like in the case of a behemah on Shabbos. So therefore Rabbeinu Tam writes the following. When do we allow you to scrape grape into, right, a solid that will absorb the liquid? That's if the grape was very lachila. So it's ochel, ochel. The only problem is, right, that intermittent mashke, that's not a problem. But in a case of bosa where it's in a royal lachila, so in that case, that's ochel mitoch psoles. And that is considered to be asa. That's the chiddush of Rabbeinu Tam. The Mechaber writes, in that case, Rabbeinu Tam holds it's asur, and the Ramah just adds, for biur, ho'el ve'en arayel lechol, because the bolster is not rayel achila. You're not going to solve the ochel psolus problem by simply being sochet the anavim into ochel. Good? So the Taz and Sivkot and David writes the following. The problem of mashke ochel, you're going to solve by toch ochel. If you're dealing with bosa, the case in Rabbeinu Tam, the only iser is the ochel, which stems from soles. So the Taz says that problem is not insurmountable. The Taz writes in Sivkot and Dalet, in Cain, if that's the problem now, if you're doing it now for immediate use, la'alter, so therefore that should be mutter. Just as you see in Shin Yates, when it comes to real borer. That's the chiddush that the Taz writes. If it's a problem of mashka from ochel, real disha, you're right, inachinami. But here, if you're telling me that no, the problem is an ochel mitoch psoles, so that should be mutter l'alter. This is what the Magen Avraham also quotes in Sivkot and Zayin in the name of the Ola Shabbos. That yesh lahatir lischot l'tzorach osa hasuda. And the Magen Avraham writes, below dot, that certainly is not true. The heter of l'alter is only when it comes to classic borer. The Magen Avraham here writes, what, there's a heter of l'alter when it comes to this form of disha? And he quotes the Shulti HaGiborim. That's Bakav Kosov HaShulti HaGiborim Perek Zayin de Shabbos. That's our Shulti HaGiborim. Daf Lama Beisam and Aleph. There's no heter derech achila in this particular case. Magen Avraham writes, Borer lecho la'alter lo mikri brera. That's not borer at all. That's why it's mutter. But in these cases, we're dealing with forms of disha. There's no heter of ochel mitoch psoles, which is la'alter. There's even a further chiddush that the Taz writes. Later in Shulchan Aruch in Simen Shin Mem and Siv Gimel, the Ramah discusses the following case. Do the malach of kosev and mochek. We'll have to discuss this at length. But the Ramah writes that Aser l'shaber ugo shekoslav kminosios. A person is not allowed to break letters, right? If there's writing, right, which is on a cake, for example. You can't cut those letters on Shabbos. And v'afal pi yishenu mechaven achila. After all, even though your intent is rak la'achila, you're not intending to break the letters, that's a problem of mochik. So the Taz in Sivkat and Bey is again is bothered. The Taz writes, when it comes to a malacha daraisa, such as borer, if it's derech achila, that's mutter. So here, what are we talking about? Number one, mekalkel, breaking the letters is considered to mekalkel. Number two, it's mochik, which is not amanas lichtov. The most you're dealing here is with that which is derabanan. So of course it's mutter if it's derech achila. If a malachid daraisa is mutter derech achila, so certainly here, derech achila, mochek which is mekalkel, or mechika shlaman as lichtov, so in such a case, and that certainly should be mutter. Right, the chiddush, that there could be a heter of la'alter when it comes to, right, mochek, if it's ba'ochlin and it's derech achila. That's what the Chaznish points out in Simen Samach Aleph and Sivkot Aleph. What do you mean? When you have those malachos, Shebemahuson Shaychi Ba'ochel, the Chaznish writes, Borer, or perhaps even Tochein, the Chiddush of the Ran, then one could argue that if it's Derech Achila, that is Mutter. But here, when it comes to Malacha of Mochek, even if in Hechetimtza, the Mechika is Derech Achila, there's a heter of Derech Achila. There's a heter of La'alter Derech Achila when it comes to Mochek. But that's the Chiddush that the Taz suggests in Shinmem, the earlier Taz in Shinchav. Like when it comes to the case of Ocha Mitoch Psoles, when it comes to Schitas Anovim Ismael. This Chiddush of Abaye, that La'alter is Mutter, how exactly do you define La'alter? If you look in the Ramah and Shin Yotes, based on what Rabbi Hanan writes, Rabbi Hanan already points out in our Sugya and Daf, Ayin Dal Mabeis, that Masha Mesiv al Hashulchan Ba'osa Suda Bovad. When a person, for example, is sitting at that meal, even if, for example, he's not going to eat from that immediately, that already is called La'alter. That's what the Rama writes in Shin Yotes. V'chol ma'ashe borer. If it's l'tzorech osu suda shemesev ba'miyad, mikri la'alter. The normal window of time that one would prepare for the coming meal, that already is considered to be la'alter. How do you know that that's true? Maybe la'alter means, literally, la'alter mamish. When the Rama writes his Chiddush in Shin Yotes, so the Bir HaGra points out our Gemara. The Bir HaGra writes that Mi de Ka'amar Sham, our Sugya, Yidalam and Aleph, Ulebo Bayom. What did Abayi say? Lebo Bayom Lo Livrar, Ve'imbirer Nasa Kabotzer Otsa B'chayim Chatos. The fact that Abayi says in our Gemara, Lebo Bayom is Borer Lo Otsar and Chayim Chatos, that's the indicator that you don't need la'alter mamish. Now, when Abayi gives you the example of bor la'otzer, which is not la'alter, bor la'achar zman, so Abayi says, lebo bayom lo yivrar, ve'imbirer nasa kabor la'otzer v'chayv chatas. If you would interpret the alter literally, this is Abayi speaking, no? Then don't say lebo bayom is aser. Lebo bayom sounds like later in Shabbos. Say much more than that, that only mamish derech achila is mutter. So the Bir HaGra writes, that's clear from our Gemara. Mi tekam lebo bayom, mashma de la'alter, lav la'alter mamish. That's what the Bir HaGra writes. The Prima Gadim already points out, Neish Lavram and Shin Yotes, Kotn Aleph, Suffolk. It's exactly how do you quantify what is la'alter and what is la'achar zman. Maisa chila, obviously. Lebo bayom, the Gemara says la'achar zman. Prima Gadam raises the suffix simply where to draw the line. Magen Avram writes the following in Shin Chaf Aleph, in Sivkot and Tezvav, that Ein lohachim kodem yetzias anashim ibeis haknesses. When the men leave Shul. The men leave Shul, right? They're coming home now for the Suda. Right, that already is considered to be the Zman of La'altar. This is what the Mishnah writes in Shin Chaf Aleph and Sivkot and Menhe. Shas yetzim ibeis haknesses. You're walking to the Suda, the next scheduled event. Shul is over, right? That already is the appropriate time of Hachana for the particular Suda. Yishas Yitzim Beis HaKnesses. Rabbi Yerucham that we don't pass him like. Rabbi Yerucham is found in Nesiv Yud Beis, Chelek Ches, writes the following Chiddush. Afilu Kama Shos Kodam HaAchila. Even if it's hours before the Suda. As long as kol sha'ochel besuda rishona leverasa, as long as it will be used in the next meal, that is considered to be la'alter. The coming meal is la'alter. Even if the coming meal is not for a significant amount of time. We assume, like Magen Avram, like Mishabura writes, shashi yitzim beis haknesses, that people are coming to the suda, gathering for the suda, that already is considered to be the Shira of La'alta. In terms of the possible definition of La'alta, the Gemara Daf Kuf Yudal Mabez makes the following statement, which could be very relevant to our issue. That's the sugya of Knivas Yerek. We'll have to discuss this at length when we do the Malach of Tochem. But here the Gemara says the following Chiddush. Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos. Mutter B'Knivas Yerek. Even on Yom Kippur, one is allowed to engage in Knivas Yerek. Knivas Yerek is trimming vegetables. We'll have to see the details. What halach is this? Knivas Yerek. See, the Tosas Natsugin of Kuf Yudalit assumes that it's referring to cutting up vegetables, a problem of tochen. And that's where Tosas discusses when is there an issur of tochen, when is there not. Now you saw the Gemara, Haiman Deparim Silka, and the Gemara of Ayin Dalam at the base, at the very top. Tosas says something about this, no Dafka B'Silka, but there's no Tchina B'Shar Ochlin. This is what Tosas discusses, this in light of the Sugin of Kuf Yudalit. So Yom Kippur Shechali Os B'Shavis. A person is already allowed now, on Yom Kippur, to trim, to cut the vegetables. Mefatzin goes and a person can break open the nuts. Mefarchis in Brimonim, you can break open the pomegranates. Min Mincho Ulamala. As long as the Zman is Min Ha Mincho Ulamala, afternoon. Mipnei Agmas Nefesh. So Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yos B'Shabbos, Kniv Dekayarag is allowed, Mifatzin HaGozim is allowed, Mifarchis and Rimonim is allowed, only toward the end of the day, Min HaMincho L'Mala. And what is the basis of this heter? Mipnei Agmas Nefesh. What exactly does that mean? Fasting in Machlok is Rashi and the Balamor. It's both printed right on the daf. Rashi writes the following Chiddush, an unusual beer in the Gemara. Rashi Dramaschal Mutter writes the following on the top of Kutas of Aleph. What does it mean, Mipnei Agmas Nefesh? Rashi writes a very great Kiddush. Shemisakein ve'eno ochem. Misakein ve'eno ochem. Wow. Sounds like, according to Rashi, it's a kium in Venisim es Nafshos Eichem. It's a kium in Agmas Nefesh. A person is supposed to afflict himself on Yom Kippur. One way of doing so is by preparing the food that you cannot eat. That's what Rashi writes. Misakein ve'eno ochem. And why is it min haminchu l'mala? Rashi writes very great chiddush. Shehu shoev u'mitzah b'leis achila. That's when you're most hungry. Right? Bedafka, when you are the hungriest, toward the end of the day, that's where we'll tell you, prepare the food and don't eat it. That's what Rashi writes. A great chiddush, no? Balamor. Right? That's not true. Right? That's a heter. Hitirum yishum agmas nefesh. Why? You're going to come home, you've been fasting the whole day, and now you're going to start the preparation. You're going to start the preparation now only on chol. That already, right, is difficult. It's a tirchi yaseira. And therefore, hitirum yishum agmas nefesh. Because of concerns about agmas nefesh, the chachamim lacked certain isurei derabanan. They're not going to allow melacha daraisa, but certain isurei derabanan. The chachamim will lax mipnei agmas nefesh. That's going to be very relevant for our issue. Knivas yerek. What does that mean? Chopping up vegetables, that's only nisur derabanan. Sometimes we know chopping should be nisur tochin daraisa. Sometimes should be mutar lechatchila. What exactly is this case where it's an isur derabanan that he turned into agmas nefesh? Why is it only min haminchu lemala? Balamor writes very differently. No? There's a risk factor, no? You're fasting and you're preparing food. Aren't we concerned that Shema Yavli De'achila? The answer is, if it's already Karov La'esa Ochel, that's what the Balamor writes. It's the home stretch already. No? The fast is going to be over shortly. Therefore, Pas Besalo, the Balamor writes, V'lo'asi L'mechol Minayu. We're not afraid you're going to come to eat. You're right, you're going to start the preparation early in the day. We're afraid you may come to eat. Fascinating chiddush. No, how you read that Gemara? Rashi writes a kiyum, so to speak, of agmas nefesh. Misakin ve'eno ochel, and the agmas nefesh is only felt besof hayom. Balmor writes it's a heter mishum agmas nefesh, and because of a concern that osi de'achila, therefore it's min haminchu ulamal. Those are the two biurim in that Gemara of Kufiya Dalet Kuftesva. So the Mechaber quotes this Gemara Tafresh Yir Aleph. In Siv Beis, the Mechaber writes, "V'hitiru lekanav yerek, believed so it goes in min haminchu lemalo." So on. What does it mean, min haminchu lemalo? What exactly does that mean? So Mishnah Berurah writes in Siv Katan Zayin, "Mincha ktana, mincha ktana." Already after 9.5 hours of the day, mincha ktana. What's so significant about that? That mincha ktana? No, we have Rashi, no, the Balamor, right? Mishnah Berurah writes the name of the Miri the following: Shah shederach bni adam l'sakin machalom b'chol. That's the normal window of preparation. Already, if it's minha minchu l'malo. That already is Shah Shaderach Benam Nasakin Mafalam Bapom. So the Mishnah Berurah now continues in the Shar Hatzion by Tafri Shir Aleph and Sivkot and Tess. Mishnah Berurah elaborates further. That's the following Chiddush. Mishnah Berurah writes the following. Uvezem Eturots. What do you mean? Here we allow Kniva Sayerek, Litzawa Gozim, to break open nuts. Of vegetables. Shartzin is bothered, but we learn in Shinchav Aleph, Lauter. Don't you require Lauter? So that's exactly, Shartzin writes, that's min haminchu lemalo. If it's samuch le'erev, so therefore, havi kamo shemechin atzma lecho lauter. That's already a chiddush. Mincha ktana is considered to be lauter. One possibility of mincha is, Rashi says, that's where there is agmas nefesh. Shoe from etzap aleisa achila. The Balamor writes mincha mala is because pas besalo. Here the Mishnah Berurah writes based on the Meiri, mincha mincha lamala, because that's louder. Is that really louder? So Mishnah Berurah adds the following line in the Shara Tzion. Ulefizeh poshut. She'im ein lo yerak o gozim harbe, Let's assume we're not talking about you're having this big suda where it will take you a very long time to prepare. But all you're doing is preparing relatively few items, and that doesn't require a zman merubah. So therefore, of course, you would not be allowed to do this min minchu lamala, but rather would only be allowed some for chashecha. That's the Shaar HaTzion has. Shaar HaTzion, in the name of the Miri, interprets that this is considered to be lauter. Is that really lauter? So again, two possibilities. Now, possibly number one is the following chiddush. If you hold like Rabbi Yerucham, that's lauter. Rabbi Yerucham writes the coming meal, even if it's kamashos. According to Rabbi Yerucham, one can interpret literally. The reason the Gemara of Kuf Yud Dalet says that this mutter min minchul lamala is because this is the altar. Mishnah Berurah is bothered, of course, we don't assume this way. We don't assume the altar is so broad. So the Mishnah Berurah writes, yeah, it depends on the quantity that one is preparing. That's an important chiddush. That what is the zaman of the altar? It depends. Now it's derech shebni adam isakin machalom b'chol. So what does that mean? Well, it depends on the quantity. Now, it can be as early as min minchu lamala, if indeed there is significant preparation. If there is not, then the altar is a much shorter window of time. That's an important chiddush, though. The Gemara doesn't give you shir kotzim. Because when it comes to, let's say, hachana for a suda gdola, where zman rab is necessary in order to prepare, right? That all is considered to be lauter. Lauter means the necessary preparation. No, that's how the Mishnah Berurah interprets, right? This chiddush that the Gemara writes, min minchu lamala, that that is all considered to be within the lauter. So he pointed out the following, different possibilities of lauter as opposed to lachar zman. But la'alter means is the gonas medayik in the Gemara, as opposed to the bo beyond. It doesn't literally mean la'alter. This chiddush that la'alter does not mean literally la'alter, is spelled out in the Ramban, in our Sugya, by the following mashal the Ramban gives. This is what's very important. The beginning of the Gemara. How do you resolve our brayson? Lebo bayom, chatzi shir. The Gemara says, how can that be? You mean to say that this is mutter when it comes to other malachos? Of course not. So the Ramban explains the following. Misvara ka'amar rabba, she'ein beborer pachos mikashir chiyuv, what was the thinking to assume that chatzi shir is mutter when it comes to borer? There's no iser chatzi shir at all. No, like our Tosa said, no. Amatar salkadaita pachos mikashir is derech achila. The Gemara didn't mean to say that there's no iser chatzi shir. In borer, there's no chatzi shir, because chatzi shir is chatzi malacha. That's not derech brera. This is what the Ramban points out. Misvara kama rabba, she'ein bebora pachos mikashir chiyuv, ka'ofa pachos mikashir. Afia pachos mikashir is forbidden. Bora pachos mikashir, the Gemara had thought that that was allowed. Why is that true? Because she'ein derek brer bekach, the Ramban writes. That's not borer. How can you say bora lotzer is in such a small quantity? Good, that's what Tosa says, no? But then the Ramban adds one more line. The Ramban says the following chiddush. This is not called derech breira. Ela ke'ochel u'matza psolis bechaticha. This is like a person is eating and he finds psolis. Shu ochel u'mafrish psolis mitoch ochel shomuter. Of course you're allowed to take the psolis. No? Derech achilas mutter. Just as one who is eating is allowed to be mafrish psolos mitoch ochel. Just as that is shu mutter. Just as that's allowed. That's a very great chiddush, no? What does that mean? It's not called derech breira, it's called derech achila, just as taking up psalas mitoch ochel. Psalas mitoch ochel is mutter. Psalas mitoch ochel is derech breira, which is forbidden midaraisa. What does the Ramban mean? That here, of course, it's mutter, just like matzah psalas bechaticha shu ochel umafrish psalas. But that's considered to be mutter. But the Ramban is driving it as the following, no? What we began. The Ramban is arguing that there is some derech achila where even psalas mitoch ochel is mutter, because that is not called derech breira. Let me give you an extreme case. A person is eating what we began with, no? And there's a pit, there's psalas which is in his mouth. He must swallow it. There's a bone in his mouth. There's no way he can remove the bone. To remove the bone, you'll say that's borer, psalas mitoch ochel. The answer is that's mamish derech achila. No? The Ramban writes that the Hava, meaning the Gemara, was Pachos Mikashir, is exactly comparable to Psalas Mitoch Ochel, which is Mutter, because that's considered to be Derech Achila. But what exactly is Ramban referring to? When the Ramban writes that Psalas Mitoch Ochel is Mutter if it's Derech Achila, so this is Machlokis between the Bir Halach and the Chazon Ish. The Bir Halachon, Shin Yud Tes, and Siv Dal, Dramaschal HaBorer. Says that the Shita of the Ramban, although we are Machmir, but the Mishnah Berurah points out in Bir Halacha, the Shita of the Ramban is Bishas HaAchila Mutter LaHotzi HaPsoles. That's not La'alter. La'alter, Psoles Mitoch Ochel is Aser. But Bishas HaAchila, the Ramban says you're allowed to remove the psalas. The Bir Halach understands the Ramban shas achila, not literally mais achila. B'shas achila, while one is eating. La'alter means that broader window of time where one normally would prepare. B'shas yitzi meis hakneses. That's called la'alter. B'shas achila, there even psalas mitoch ochel is called derech achila, and that is considered timutter. That is not derech breira. The Chazon Ish in Simen Nun Dalid and Siv Gimel writes that's not what the Ramban means. When the Ramban says that this is not called breira because it's derech achila, just as psalas mitoch ochel, it means, right, as part of maisa achila. The obvious example. When a person is eating and there's psalas in his mouth, he must swallow the psalas. Bishas li'isa. If he takes out the psalas, that's not called borer. The Ramban mentions there's a case of psalas mitoch ochel which is not la'alter. That's mamish achila. The Ramban is interpreted by the Chazon Ish in a very literal sense. Bishas li'isa. The Mishnah Berurah writes in the broader sense, b'shas achila, a person is about to eat, and you notice there's a little bit of psalas, removal of the psalas as he's about to eat. Is that la'alter? Or la'alter is only mutter if it's ochel mitoch psalas? Or do we argue that no, right? That's not even la'alter la'achar zman. That's considered to be as part of the ma'is achila itself. Take a look at an important machlokes, very nogeya. In terms of the definitions, that there's la'bo bayom, there's la'alt, and then there's shas achila. The issue of Mishnah Berurah and the Chazon Ish, exactly how that should be defined. In going through the five terutzim of our Gemara, the Gemara seems to reject the terutz of la'bo bayom, the Gemara rejects the terutz of chatz yishir, and you have three possibilities in the Gemara, no? Rav Yosef, where it's biyada as opposed to kli, and Rav Hamnuna, it's ochel mitoch psalas, and Abaye, that it's la'alter. And Rabbi Yochananel explains here in Daf Ayin Dalet that those three requirements are necessary lahalacha. That's what we assume in Shin Yud Tes. All three are indeed required. If you lack any one of those conditions, it's forbidden min haTorah. Three conditions are necessary lahatir. See, again, if all you were interested in doing was kidarko as opposed to klachar yad, you don't need three shinuyim. No, any deviation of the derech hamalacha should be asur. Here, we're arguing that derech achila is not considered to be that which is bore. Three requirements are necessary for derech achila. That biyad, nof, mitov, psoles, and the altar. That's what we're always used to. Rabbeinu Chanano, right? The combination of Rabbi Yosef and the view of Rav Hamnun and that of Abaye. Is that necessarily the case? Is it so clear that all three are necessary? The Gemara never puts them all together, no? These are three alternative possibilities in understanding the Braisa. And the Glital points out, if you look at Rashi in the Sugya carefully, you see Rashi disagrees. Rashi does not require these possibilities of Rav Yosef coupled with Rav Hamnuna, coupled with Abaye. Where do you see this from Rashi? The Gemara quotes a difficulty in our braisa. Good? The Gemara has five terutzim, the last is that of Abaye. The braisa in the beginning of the sukkah should be understood as follows. Bora va'ochel is la'altar. And when the braisa tells us, Birchayiv Chatos, that's referring to lachar zman. And Rava says, that's demetze teretz. Right? Rava says, Shapir amar nachmeini. Abaye is teretz. Now the Gemara continues. Rav Ashi Masni Potter. The Gemara quotes the statement Hayilafan of Shnemini Ochlin. Rav Ashi says Potter. What does that mean? If a person violates this Rav Borer Potter, the Gemara asks immediately, Vaha Tani Chayiv. Didn't we learn Chayiv? Didn't we learn where Chayiv? No, Rashi writes, that's the brief comment of Rashi. Vatanya, Rashi writes one word. No, le'el. What does that mean, le'el? The opening braisa. How can Rav Ashi say that you are potter? Right, Rashi writes that one word, le'el. The opening braisa, we know, if a person engages in borer, he's chayev midaraisa. Good? So what is the Gemara answer? Ha, but nafu kfara. That was referring to nafu kfara, the kli. What's that? The original braisa? That's what the Gemara now says. The original braisa was referring to nafu kfara. That's how Rashi understands. How can you, Rav Ashi, say you are a potter? The original braisa said your chayav. The answer is, when did you say potter? No, betamchui. The original braisa was nafu kfara. Wow, that's a very great chiddush. The original braisa is talking about a case of nafu kfara. No? And what does that original braisa say? Sometimes mutter, sometimes chayiv. Right? And what does Abaye say? La'altar mutter, la'achar zman chayiv. You know what that means? That la'altar is mutter, afilu b'nafu kfara. That's how Rashi understands the sugya, no? The Gemara tells us that le'el means the original braisa. The original braisa is referring to a case of nafu kfara. The original braisa said sometimes mutter, sometimes chayiv. It's talking about a case of nafu kfara. And how do you resolve the difficulty, the steer in the braisa? When you're mutter, when chayiv, what does Abaye say? Shaper kamen achmeini, la'altar as opposed to la'achar zman. That's a chiddush. Well, la'altar is mutter even if it's b'kli ha'miyucha l'borer. You know, that's what Tosas asks, no? Tosas asks about Tanya Chayiv. Right? Pirush B'kuntres, Hainu Braisa de Le'el. Right? We're referring to the original Braisa. So Tosas, what do you mean? Is that difficult? The first Braisa was talking about Nafu Kfara. Mash Medaf Glebobi Amasar. And that means what? If it's with Nafu Kfara, then La'achar zman is chayi, but la'alter is mutter. The rewrites that, no, what are you talking about? The original Braisa was not talking about Bakli. The original Braisa was talking about Biyad. What does the Gemara then mean when it says Vahatanya Chayiv? Not the original Braisa. Another Braisa. A new Braisa. No, Ravashi said, Borer, you are a potter. Aye, there's a Braisa that says that you're Chayiv. The answer is that Braisa, which we did not learn up until now. Is talking about Bora Bekli. And Ravashi was talking about Bre Rebekna Tarchui, which is Nisid Rabbanon. But that one word in Rashi, the earlier Braisa, that earlier Braisa means the following Chiddush, that when Abaye argued that La'alter is Mutter, La'alter is Mutter, even Benafu Ukvara. Well, that's a very great Chiddush. So take a look, Vegli Tal, right in. Right. Os Aleph in Sivkot and Tes discusses Rashi Shita at length. When is Borer Mutter? When is Borer Aser? When is Nisr Drabanan? Right, Rashi Shita will not be like the view of Rabbeinu Chananel at all, right, that maintains that all three requirements are necessary, and if you fall short, that is considered to be Chayiv Nator. So take a look at that Chiddush, and also the following. What about the case of Borer Anyantif? Is that Meleches Olchon Nefesh? Is it not Meleches Olchon Nefesh? After all, we mentioned the cutoff point is Lisha Ve'elech. Now, in Borer sounds like it's Kodem Lisha. But yet, Beis Hillel says that one is allowed to be Borer Kedark Anyantif. How, in fact, is that possible? So take a look, there's a Bir Halacha in Simin Tav Kuf Yud. The Bir Halacha refers you to the Chiddush of the Rashba, where the Rashba also disagrees with Rabbeinu Chananel. Rabbeinu Chananel, who assumes, right, that we're so used to the Halacha, that all three requirements are necessary, right, in order to allow one to engage in Derech Achila as opposed to Derech Ber. Okay, so we'll pick up with the Shittas Rishonim and how we assume, based on all these days in Amorayim, right, the Gleita within Rashi Shita, we'll see the Rashba Shita, then we'll see how this impacts on Borer B'Yantif Ismail.